Good morning. Outside of a few flurries, we have a cold, dry push of air moving in from the north on the heels of a gusty northwest breeze at times over 20 miles per hour. Temperatures continued to drop early this morning through the 20s, in some cases even back into the teens. Skies are clearing out with this drier air, and we'll start the day with a decent amount of sunshine across the region. Temperatures will struggle today, mainly remain in the 20s to around 30 for afternoon highs. A weak disturbance passing through the northern Great Lakes and southern Ontario will skirt by the northern tier of the area later today and this evening, with a round of clouds and light snow showers that could dust the ground. This is in advance of a bigger storm which is now emerging out of the middle of the country. We'll have a bit of a break in the action later on this evening and overnight tonight in advance of the storm. With increasing clouds and just a few snow showers, temperatures will be back into the 20s. As the storm system intensifies and works its way from the Ohio Valley into the Great Lakes, a milder southeast wind flow will develop early tomorrow morning. At the same time, precipitation will break out and become steady, mainly in the form of snow and sleet at the onset. However, a transition quickly to freezing rain, then just plain rain, will take place south of I-90 tomorrow morning with minimal snow and sleet accumulation. Where it takes longer for the warmer air to move in, we'll have an extended period of snow and sleet and perhaps some icing with freezing rain north of I-90, and especially in the Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont, we could pick up as much as 2 to 4 inches of snow and sleet before that transition. Gradually, just about everyone will work above freezing during the day tomorrow, with temperatures in most places reaching the middle and upper 30s, with some spots even into the lower 40s. Temperatures will continue to climb overnight Tuesday night, with more rain passing through. On the backside of the system, we'll see temperatures drop during the day Wednesday after starting out well into the 40s. We'll push back into the 30s as precipitation winds down on Wednesday morning and into the afternoon hours. We also have to watch on the tail end of this storm another low pressure wave in the deep south, which may hook up the eastern seaboard close enough to bring parts of our region some snow Wednesday night into Thursday. The best chance of accumulating snow will be in southernmost New York and southeastern New England, although if the storm comes close enough, more of interior New York and New England could see snow by Thursday morning. We'll track this situation as it unfolds, with colder air building in behind the coastal system for Friday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the Ozarks and mid-Mississippi Valley, especially later this evening into tonight. Large hail and strong wind gusts will be the primary risks. Meanwhile, an active weather pattern will continue across the western United States with mountain snow and coastal rain, 3 to 6 inches of rain possible across coastal sections of California, Oregon, and Washington, while the Sierra, the Cascades, and Rockies could see as much as 1 to 2 feet of snow. Winter storm warnings and even a couple of blizzard warnings have been issued. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with blowing snow and fog, 8 below zero, with a west wind at 66 gusting to 74 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 31 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 26 degrees, the dew point 11, 53% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.07 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny and breezy, lower 40s, Boston, mostly sunny in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy, with a few snow showers and highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 37 degrees, the low 22. The average temperature, 30, that's 6 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 1.3 inches of snow for the month, which is 1.1 inches below normal, and 20.3 inches for the season, which is 16.8 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees, the average low, 16. The record high 55 set in 1991, and the record low 20 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning, 7:04 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:15 p.m. 10 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds, breezy with scattered snow showers today and highs in the lower to mid-20s. More snow showers tonight with lows around 20. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy today with highs in the mid-30s. Cloudy with a chance of light snow or sleet tonight, lows near 30 degrees. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds and breezy with scattered snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper 20s. More snow showers tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower 30s. Cloudy with a chance of light snow showers tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds, breezy today with highs right around 30. Cloudy with a chance of snow showers tonight, lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a messy mixture of snow and sleet in the morning, changing to rain early in southern sections. A longer duration of snow and sleet to the north of I-90, where we could see a bit of accumulating snow and sleet before a transition to rain late in the day. Temperatures eventually reaching into the upper 30s. Lower to mid-40s by Wednesday morning, mostly cloudy with scattered rain showers, then temperatures falling in the afternoon. A chance of snow Wednesday night into Thursday morning, especially closer to the coast, near 30 Wednesday afternoon. A mix of sun and clouds mid-20s Friday, and a chance of some light snow Saturday and Sunday with highs back into the lower to mid-30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.